Okay, so get ready for some UFOria. So what happened was, is on September 8th, the observatory in Sunspot, New Mexico, which is 90 miles from the White Sands Missile Testing Facility in New Mexico, and 130 miles from Roswell, of July 1947 UFO crash. So the FBI shut down and evacuated the entire town, and they closed the post office. So they said it was about a child pornography issue where they were on the hunt for a janitor who was taking his laptop in and doing what he shouldn't have been doing. But why would you need to close down the post office for something that's on a laptop? And why that happened elsewhere, six other solar observatories were closed in Australia, Chile, Spain, two in Hawaii, and another one in Pennsylvania. So two mainland US, two Hawaii, and all across. Well, the reason is something came across their transmissions that they're looking at the sun. On September 9, 2018, NASA's Solar Dynamics Observatory saw two lunar transits at the moon as the moon passed in front of the sun. A transit happens when a celestial body passes between a larger body and an observer, but the moon does not, of course, actually change direction. So what they saw was something that was picked up on a person's Facebook feed. Maria Hill from Salem, Indiana, photographed something extraordinary near the sun. So we can't get anything near the sun. We barely just sent a probe into the sun. It's 93 million miles away and way too hot. Any spaceship would burn up, even on approach probably to Venus. But when you take a look at this picture I'm going to send on my Twitter feed, it's going to blow you away. What it looks like is a mothership surrounded by dozens of UFOs. So in the same way that it was highly probable that Russia interfered and that's why we don't have President Hillary, this is highly probable as a UFO encounter. So look on my Twitter feed, smilej_KRCL, and judge for yourself. So how about some UFOria? Let's listen to some Skinhead Moon Stomp here on Smile Jamaica. Look to the skies, do not scoff. They're coming. 93 million miles, and they're going to get here.